Now it's time to open up the pages of the Washington Post magazine. That's something we do just about every week for interesting stories about the way we live now. In this case, interesting doesn't really capture the long, winding road that Jay Bolger took to make his new documentary, Beware of Mr. Baker. It's about Ginger Baker, the legendary drummer in the 60s rock trio Cream. The film premieres at this year's South by Southwest Music and Film Festival this week. But the story of how Bolger, a former model, boxer, music video director, and freelance writer, wound up making a film about Baker, who didn't particularly want to be the subject of a film, well, that is an interesting story. And Jay Bolger is here with us now to tell us as much of it as he can in the time we have. Jay, thank you.
What's happening? How are you?
So tell us a little bit about Ginger Baker and why you wanted to make a film about him, for people who aren't familiar.
Ginger Baker is the original madman, junkie, superstar drummer who everyone thought was dead but somehow survived, and has gone through many lives on many continents with many wives and burnt bridges until he ended up where he is in South Africa with his 29-year-old wife and 39 polo ponies. And that's where the movie takes place. But over
yeah,
over
really, the, what's not to like about that? Yeah.
but over the course of time, as the movie unfolded, he actually recently moved back to England. But, I mean, it takes place. He's gone, goes from being a rally car racer to a polo farmer to an olive farmer to the world's greatest drummer. I mean, most importantly, he's the world's greatest drummer, indisputably.
For people who, you know, follow music or even just like it, Ginger Baker, Eric Clapton, and Jack Bruce formed this group. And he is credited with popularizing the drum solo in rock music. And let me just play a short clip of this. We have this in our archives. This is Cream's live version of Toad, and he's got this nearly 8-minute drum solo, which sends people into a frenzy. There's really no other way to describe it. Here's just a little bit.
So, that's for sure.
Just to give a sense of how influential a figure in music he is, I'm just going to play a clip from the documentary with people speaking from bands like Black Sabbath, E Street Band, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and they're talking about the impact that Cream had on the music scene. Here it is.
They were the beginning of many, many things.
Cream absolutely might be called the first progressive band.
The first supergroup.
The first band that played in big arenas.
The first jam band.
They were breaking out of the chains of pop.
So, you know, given a history like that, you'd think the guy would want somebody to make a film about him, but the film opens, and the piece about the film opens, with him hitting you in the face. did he break your nose, by the way?
He broke my nose with a cane, yeah. But
What was up with that? Is that his way of saying hello?
Well, I think, look, you can look at it a lot of ways. I mean, you really got to watch the movie to figure it out because it is the kind of building block of the film. And the film is about a man who would do that and about that moment. And he's a person who, as I was saying, he's gone from continent to continent, just going forward and leaving people behind. Towards the end, when I was talking to Ginger, I asked him to take his glasses off, because he does the whole movie with his tinted sunglasses, and finally, like, you know, you got to take the glasses off. We got to see your eyes, and we see this for the first time. We see a man, you know, this boy, or you know, this vulnerable human being, because he's kind of, you know, I wouldn't say he's at the end of his rope, because at so many different points in his life, he would be at the end of his rope. But more importantly, I asked him about his first memory, and he said, you know, the first memory I had was when my dad went off to World War II, and I broke away from my mom, and I ran after that train crying because I knew he wasn't coming back. And his dad went off to World War II on that train, and he died. And he said he'd never be left on those tracks again, and he was never left on those tracks again, musically, physically, emotionally. The movie's really a character study and a psychological breakdown. It's honest, and there's no judgments. It's just who he is.
Who he is. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Jay Bolger. He's the director of the new documentary, Beware of Mr. Baker. It premieres this week at the South by Southwest Film Festival, and it turns out he's kind of interesting himself. Let's talk a little bit about your road to making that film. As I mentioned in the introduction, You are not a filmmaker by training, and you just you've had a lot of different careers and iterations yourself, and you just decided you wanted to.
I've made a lot of music videos, and I've directed commercials, and I've written for people.
But to get in touch with Ginger Baker,
I told him
you were writing a profile for Rolling Stone.
I'd never written for Rolling Stone. I had not. But I had directed things before, and it was my original intention to make a documentary. And
How'd you come up with the idea that you were writing a profile for Rolling Stone when you'd never written a profile for Rolling Stone? They didn't know you were writing this profile.
They didn't know. But I called Ginger up. I got his number. I watched this documentary. If anyone hasn't seen it, it's very obscure, but Tony Palmer made it. It's called Ginger Baker in Africa. And, you know, in 1972, look, I'm from Washington, D.C., the most rhythmical city in the United States of America. So when I saw this documentary of Ginger Baker, you know, at the height of his fame, fortune, he's done Cream, he's done Blind Faith, he's become a band leader, started his own band in Ginger Baker's Air Force, and he decides it's not enough. And he gets in the first Range Rover ever produced, and he drives from London to Lagos, Nigeria, where he goes and meets the African icon Fela Kuti, who's just starting out. And Ginger played the drums with him. And when Fela Kuti ran for president of Nigeria, Ginger Baker was the lone white man on his committee. I mean, when I saw this documentary about him, especially the music, like I said, growing up with go-go music, you know, Fela's music has always really spoken to me. So when I saw that this madman not only went there but drove there to get off heroin, I was like, I got to meet this guy. And so, you know,
because what's not to like? You're right.
He's just
right?
A maniac. I couldn't believe no one had told the story.
So the idea of making up a Rolling Stone profile, which didn't yet exist, was kind of small.
I called him up and I said, I started talking to him about the Africa stuff. He sounded interested. And then, you know, I was like, look, I write for Rolling Stone. And, the Rolling Stone thing sounded like it was my in. And he invited me to come live with him. And
so you made it true.
I made it true.
You made it true. Because they did accept the piece, and the film did happen. And it's premiering at South by Southwest. So congratulations. So what's the moral of this story? What do you think?
Which moral? My moral or
exactly.
Ginger's?
Exactly. Both.
Well, you know, that's what I was saying. Like, Ginger Baker went back on the road after not playing music for 5 years, and he sold his horses, his car, his Range Rover, his farm, and he goes back to being the one thing that he's always been, and we were there to capture it. And the moral of the story is that whether you like the guy, you hate the guy, you got to respect him because he always gets up off the cameras. He's an indomitable, indestructible force who... I revere because he cannot be conquered. He cannot be defeated. And you know what? He might be Lex Luthor. He might be an anti-hero. He might be an unlikable character. But you got to love a guy who cannot be destroyed.
Jay Bolger is the director of the documentary Beware of Mr. Baker. It premieres this week at the South by Southwest Film Festival. Jay Bolger and his journey to making this film was profiled in this week's Washington Post magazine in a piece by Chris Coronado titled When Jay Met Ginger. And Jay Bolger was with us from our studios in New York. Jay Bolger, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on the film.
Thank you so much. DC represent. What's up?
That's our program for today. Tell Me More is produced by Bracton Booker, Bridget DeShagas, Sanaj Meshkinpour, Emily Oxenschlager, Amitha Parasher, Jessica Reedy, Leah Scarpelli, Amy Ta, and Malik Washington. Our intern is Bridget Armstrong. Our editors are Alicia Montgomery and Ahmad Omar. Our special thanks to NPR's librarians. Our director is Arjun Hutchins. Our senior producer is Devar Ardalan. The technical director is Neil T. Volt. He had a hand this week from Greg Gavin and Sean Phillips. Our theme music was composed by Underdog Entertainment with additional arrangements by Ian Honeyman. The supervising senior editor is Portia Robertson-Migas. Our executive producer is Tashima Walker. And remember, to tell us more, please go to npr.org and find us under the Programs tab. You can find our podcast there. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at TellMeMoreNPR. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Let's talk more tomorrow.